flights tomorrow.
Y'all, I'm scared to go to sleep. I might wake up a motherfucking slave.
Anyone else helping him?
No.
I am 48 years old and I have never experienced anything like this and never thought I would in this country. No, wait. I'm so stressed. I don't know how to handle this. I don't know how to get through the next couple days.
Thing to me is that if this guy does end up winning again, all of the people who voted for him will be like happy and they'll just be celebrating, and everyone who feels threatened by him is fucking scared. Like, we're scared for our lives, we're scared for our friends. Like, you have pro-life women dying because their doctors are scared to treat them because of the repercussions of his last presidency. How did we get here? How did we get here? To know that there is that much ignorance and that much hate in this country, it's so terrifying. It's so terrifying. How could you do this? How can you claim to be a Christian or anyone of moral values and support someone when every word out of his mouth is hate, when he wants to pardon people who took over the Capitol? Do not do this to people that you love and care about. If you have a woman in your life, if you have an LGBTQ person in your life, if you have anyone in your life who's not white, how did we get here? Someone tell me, please. Someone really tell me, please. Because the only way I see it is that, like, either he cheated and that was his secret, or this country is built on so much hate and we might never get out of this. If you voted for him, you are dead to me. I really don't. All right, guys, it's time to go to bed. None of us are stressed about the election, right? We all are gonna just go have the best night's sleep of our lives, aren't we? America is full of idiots, the dumbest people in the whole world. What is wrong with you? What is happening? At least I can cry about it and know that I lost. You guys still think you won in 2020. Idiots.
What is wrong with you?
I can't do this anymore. I'm literally sick. I'm literally sick to my stomach. What has happened to America? What has happened to democracy? What has happened to freedom?
Democracy?
Freedom. This is a message to anyone who follows me. If you voted for Trump, unfollow me and block me. Oh. If you didn't vote, unfollow me and block me.
Okay.
The fact that it's this close means I've lost all hope in the American people. Like, it should not be this close. Why would anyone vote for this person? He's so evil. He's so demented. Kamala's not perfect. We all know that. She is not a convicted felon, rapist, crazy, fascist, dictator, psycho.
I'm sorry. No! 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 Why? 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 Do you really hate me that bad?
Wow.
Ladies and gentlemen, when I say I'm excited about bringing you
The Ultimate Gut Cleanse, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com. I'm not joking around. We don't sit there and shoot in the dark. We go out and we find what are already the best-selling, highest-rated products in the country, and we say, hey, we'd like to private label it, but we'd like you to make it a little bit stronger for us, so it's proprietary. You got it right here. The Ultimate Gut Cleanse. This is not just a gut cleanse. It's not just a detox. It doesn't just have natural ingredients that gently get rid of parasites. Oh, it's got that covered. It's then got a whole bunch of stuff in it like saw palmetto that's good for all your glands, and even the government admits great for men's prostates. And it goes on and on. I cannot read all the ingredients. They're concentrated. They're incredible. You want to get it right now at thealexjonesstore.com for between 30 and 50% off. 50% off if you do the combo and get it with the Ultimate Probiotic.
Victory Day, this Wednesday, November 6, 2024. It was just a few short hours ago. We were in this studio declaring victory. I think InfoWars called it first. Just saying. But it's no longer the final countdown to the election. Now it's the countdown to Kamala Harris's concession speech. Also the final countdown when it comes to the results in the remaining congressional races in the House and in the Senate. A couple Senate races are still up for grabs, though I think it's pretty well determined at this point, but we'll look at those results as they're incoming. And then the House now hangs in the balance. This is a shocker. This is a shocker. There were a couple shocking results. I would have thought the House would at least be settled in the Republican majority by now, but it is not. It is still up for grabs. Now, we are monitoring. Harris is set to come out any moment now and deliver her concession speech. She refused to address her crowd last night, which really is symbolic, I would say. Kamala Harris decides in her defeat to show her classlessness, to show her selfishness, and to the people that went to her event, she wouldn't even step out and say a word, and she actually hasn't even been heard of yet today. Now, Biden has even had activity. The walking corpse, the zombie, he's even had some activity today. He's actually congratulated Donald Trump and invited him to the White House. Now, the rumor has it that Joe Biden voted for Donald Trump. And Jill Biden, after voting, was seen leaving the polls in a bright red pantsuit. We're going to really analyze the results and just kind of look at all the angles as we're waiting for Kamala to come out and give her concession speech. Maybe she might even no-show it. Who knows? Hopefully this is the last time we have to hear that shrieking bimbo. Hopefully this is the last time we have to hear this shrinking, cringe, phony. Oh, what a relief it is. So we'll see what she has to say. But in a classless move and a selfish move, she refuses to address her crowds last night. And this will be the first we've heard from the woman since her defeat. Now, we do have some other business to attend to today. We'll take a look at some of the abortion measures that were on the ballot in a couple of these states. I believe it was 10 states. And then we'll take a look at some of the other ballot measures that are of significance. But when you see the videos, and we've got more of these compilations, and look, it's really just pure comedy. I mean, really, you feel bad for these people. They're broken people, and they actually believe this, and they lost in a world that doesn't exist. They've just been totally brainwashed. They're just under total mind control. And you play that video, and it has the comedic value. It's very funny, and that's fine. We can have some fun and enjoy it. But there's really a story here that needs to be told. How did they end up like this? How did they end up like this? And is there even a way to cure them of their ills? Is there even a way to fix these broken people? Because if you're them and you're sitting here suffering and crying because you're a woman, well, you know that part of the reason why Harris lost is because women voted for Trump at a very high rate. Harris did not get the female vote that she needed. She needed probably 65%. Looks like she might have only gotten 55 or 60. If you're a woman and you're suffering and you look across and you see all of these Trump supporters, all of these women dancing and smiling and happy and gleeful and glowing and joyous, and they just don't get it. They don't even understand that abortion was not even on the presidential ticket. Some of their abortion measures won last night when they were on the ballot. Some lost. That's democracy. But you see these women, and you see how broken they are. And this is part of the issue, and that's we have such a corrupt media. We have such a diabolical mainstream American corporate media. That's what they did. That's the mainstream corporate media. That's your average liberal Democrat politician completely destroying these women's minds, breaking them down, just so they can go out and vote Democrat. It's hard to really even put into words how evil that is. But when you understand that concept, when you understand the concept of a person or a group of people who's willing and able to completely destroy you just for your vote, just for their political power, that's when everything else makes sense. That's when everything makes sense and you realize, oh, yeah, people will lie, cheat, and steal for power. Yeah, people will step right over you. They will put their foot on your face, on your neck, without any issues at all, just for political power. And you see the results today. Now, as I suspected, and I would say it's proven to be true so far, the amount of Trump hate is nowhere near where it was in 2016. I don't think they have the numbers. We didn't see any riots, and there were large groups of Democrats last night. There were college parties. There were D.C. parties. There was Harris's event. There were no riots. The Trump hate is just not there in the numbers. But, again, as we suspected, the people that still suffer from the worst cases of Trump derangement syndrome are a broken people. And they're going to be the ones that are just going fully having psychotic breaks right now. And we see it some in the media. But you mostly see it in these women that have just been completely broken by the mainstream media Democrat Party complex. And see, I've got these charts that explain what's going on. And so when you hear all these buzzwords, what do you hear? Racist, sexist, homophobic, transphobic, anti-Semitic, Islamophobic, rapist. You hear all these buzzwords. Where are they getting this? They're getting it from schools. They're getting it from their schools. They're getting it from the Democrat Party. They're getting it from the mainstream corporate media. Mentions of prejudice in academic papers has skyrocketed since 2016. So first it shoots up in the civil rights era and in first wave feminism. Notice how transphobic didn't even exist, really, until about 2008 when Michelle Obama became the first man, lady. And so this is what it is. This is the schools. Everything's racist. Everything's sexist. Everything's homophobic. Everything's transphobic. Everything's phobic and ist. That's in the education system. And then you have diversity, equity, inclusion, social justice, fairness, bias, stereotypes, underrepresented, marginalized, intersectionality, microaggressions, disparities. These are all the leftist, communist construct buzzwords. And they've just skyrocketed. Now, you could do the same. You could do the same graphs, and we've shown the same graphs before in the media. It's the exact same story in the media. So they get it in the schools, and then it gets amplified in the media, and then that's their false vision of the world. That's their false worldview. That's the world they're lost in that doesn't exist. And then they're told, it's your rights, and this is a rapist, and all this other stuff. And they expect the one result because of it. They don't get it. And it's a complete and total breakdown. And to even go into a deeper psychological analysis, this is arrested development. This is childlike behavior. This is when something happens that a child doesn't expect. Or this is when a child doesn't get their way and throws a temper tantrum. A child doesn't get what they want and cries and breaks down and screams and yells. These are people caught up in a state of arrested development. They haven't matured. And if you think about it, this is part of the cultural issue that we have. The rights, if you will, for men to become men and women to become women, it just doesn't happen anymore. These different rites and rituals. For a woman, mostly it's probably being involved in raising a family. And there's other things too. And they can still do that without a family, homemaking or, arts and crafts, stuff like that. Even working with animals on a farm, anything that can kind of deal with loving and caring and nurturing. That's kind of your ritual, your right as a woman to kind of grow into your feminist womanhood. And these women don't go through it. And so they're sit here caught in this arrested development, basically like young boys that don't get their way having psychotic breaks. And men have their own issues too with the different rituals they don't go through. And again, a lot of it still is family, but it's different for men and women. And then, of course, there's the issue with the chemical imbalances from the foods and the drugs. And so that's what I see this. And I gave my little speech last night, if you will, at the end of the election. And I said, look, to the leftists that are suffering, I hope this is your last night of suffering because, this is for you, too. And this whole thing that you've lost, this whole thing that this is against you is part of the propaganda. It's part of the big lie. And they just can't get it. They can't break from it. Yeah, you are under attack. Your country is under attack. Your culture is under attack. Your future is under attack. There's a reason why you're miserable. It's not because of Donald Trump. It's not because of your neighbor that supports Trump. It's not because of some man down the road that doesn't want a woman president. It's not because of an abortion law. It has nothing to do with any of that. But you've been tricked into thinking that's the case so that you'll go out and vote Democrat and give these corrupt people political power over your life. But see, this is why Make America Healthy Again is so important with RFK Jr. This is why getting our American way of life back again is so important. Because at the end of the day, it benefits everybody. It doesn't matter what your political affiliation is. It doesn't matter who you voted for in 2024. It doesn't matter if you're a man or a woman. This is for everybody. And that's why it is the populist movement. That's why it is the big tent Republican Party. That's why you do see people that normally wouldn't get involved in politics or even would be on the left, like Elon Musk or Joe Rogan or Tulsi Gabbard or RFK Jr. We've seen the vision. We've coalesced around it. And now we've taken the political action to start moving the country in that direction. And it's unfortunate. It's unfortunate to see these broken people today that really think it's against them. And they really believe that. Wish the best for them. But you see how broken they are. The good news, though, it's far less than it was in 2016. We've made huge inroads. We've made huge momentous shifts in the culture, in the social world. And that's what last night's victory represented. All right. Let me stop waxing here. We are waiting for Kamala Harris to come out and give her concession speech. She's already 22 minutes late. I am monitoring the remaining results for the Senate and the House. But of course, in Nevada and Arizona, they're already saying it's going to be days. It's going to be days. They can't figure it out. They don't know how to count votes. It's going to take days, apparently. Every other state can figure it out, but those, they, you know. Well, Nevada, you can vote for days after the election. So they said until November 9th. And then Arizona, they just say, well, there's so many mail-in ballots, we just won't know for days. Now, it's inconsequential to the results of the presidential election. However, Kari Lake is behind Ruben Gallego and an important Senate seat there. She's behind. She's trailed the entire last night and today. She's closed the gap a little, but still a significant deficit. But she put out a statement today. She's not calling it fraud, but insinuating that there could be some results changing. Oh, look, there's the fairy boy, Tim Walz. Tim Walz and his goofy wife are there now. They finally made their appearance. Now, I look at the Democrat Party right now, and I think that at a certain level, they are... I forgot how my producer Scott said it last night, but basically they're getting the trash out of the way. No reference intended here. But basically, you know, Kamala was a disaster. Get her out of the way. Tim Walz is a goofball. Tampon Tim, get him out of the way, and they'll probably come back, and the future of their party is more like a Gavin Newsom and a Josh Shapiro. I'm sorry, guys, what? So we are waiting for Kamala to make her first statements since her loss. She is approaching the podium now. Let's go live to the party of joy and peace and unity. Kamala is looking happy and bouncy. I'm sure it has nothing to do with the chemicals that have been ingested. But there you go. Harris Walz, the worst ticket in the history of a presidential race.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon.
Oh, my gosh. Aren't you glad you don't have to listen to that for 4 years? Oh, my gosh. This will be the last time you have to hear this shrieking voice. Thank goodness.
Good afternoon, everyone. Good afternoon.
Your teleprompter already broke?
Good afternoon.
Teleprompter's already broke. Oh, my God.
Thank you all. Thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you. So let me say, and I love you back. And I love you back. So let me say, my heart is full today. My heart is full today. Full of gratitude for the trust you have placed in me. Full of love for our country. And full of resolve. The outcome of this election is not what we wanted. Not what we fought for. Not what we voted for. But hear me when I say, hear me when I say, the light of America's promise will always burn bright.
Good for her.
As long as we never give up, and as long as we keep fighting. To my beloved Doug and our family, I love you so very much. To President Biden and Dr. Biden, thank you for your faith and support.
You got neither.
To Governor Walz and the Walz family, I know your service to our nation will continue. And to my extraordinary team, to the volunteers who gave so much of themselves, to the poll workers and the local election officials, I thank you. I thank you all. Look, I am so proud of the race we ran and the way we ran it. And the way we ran it over the 107 days of this campaign, we have been intentional about building community and building coalitions, bringing people together from every walk of life and background, united by love of country with enthusiasm and joy in our fight for America's future.
Yeah, they're joyous now. All right, folks, we've got to hit a break. We will be hearing the remaining speech from Kamala. Look. At least she's not screaming and yelling and filled with hate and vitriol. I'll give her that.
I'm here to tell you, brother, Donald Trump's going to save this country and nothing's going to stop it.
Well, I've only lost 30-something pounds, 33, 40 pounds. I'm going down another 20 or 30, so I'll actually be in shape soon. I'm still not in shape.
Yeah. How are you, Alex, how are you doing that? Don't tell me eating right. I'm not going to buy that.
Well, I mean, I'm not taking Ozempic, if that's what you ask. I'm working
Saturday. Oh, no.
Nick
is a big Ozempic fan.
Well, I did it all from the AlexJonesStore.com with Ultimate Sea Moss, the ultimate seafood. That's why, right here. This is the Ozempic of vitamins, the superfood.
Of the ocean. The Ozempic of the sea.
Yes. As it's the Ozempic of the sea. It's got the best iodine and all these weird minerals and vitamins that are only in the sea moss. And I am doing a plug here because, you know, we could be shut down.
How
next
are we gonna get it?
InfoWars is up for sale next Tuesday, forced by the court. But we'll continue on in the air one way or another, working with great folks.
As you can see, I'm not just MAGA, I'm Dark MAGA.
A few weeks ago, when I saw Elon Musk in Pennsylvania with Trump at Butler, and he had that Dark MAGA hat on, I said, we've got to have our own. And we've come out with it. Yeah, we can put one out that, you know, just says Make America Great Again, and that's available at thealexshowstore.com. But I personally like this one, Murdered Out, it fits great, and it funds the InfoWar and supports President Trump. And if you don't like Murdered Out, we got it white on black. So get yours right now and a bunch of other great designs of hoodies and T-shirts and top-of-the-line supplements that all fund the Second American Revolution at thealexjonesstore.com. Let me show you a few more of these. Now that the FDA admits fluoride does lower your IQ and give you cancer and infertility, it's a great time to wear one of these beautiful hats, and it's a great way to start a conversation and warn people. Here's the classic Make America Great Again Murdered Out, and we've got the Save the Frogs, over 50 designs, all at thealexshowstore.com, and it keeps us on air and it spreads the word. Please go to alexshowstore.com and get your Patriot gear.
Unless you've been hiding under a rock, you know that the pesticides that are in our food and in our water destroy natural gut health, not to mention all the chlorine and chemicals in the tap water that then also gets into the crops and the food. It's just all around us. So the globalists have been doing this by design. Bill Gates is basically investing billions of dollars in trying to manipulate the guts of people with so-called mRNA vaccines. It's insane. But all the research is just overwhelming that happy gut means happy, healthy body. We now have the ultimate gut combo with the ultimate probiotic with 60 billion, super high quality, with this baby, Ultimate Gut Cleanse. Now, these are both private labeled, some of the top brands in the country. Our sponsors had to make it a little bit stronger, so it's proprietary. And the probiotic's very exciting and just a foundational thing that everybody should be doing. This is amazing. It's not just a gut cleanse. We may rename it down the road to Gut Cleanse, Detox, Anti-Parasite, Pro-Prostate. Because it's concentrated, it's super strong, and it's got the Gut Cleanse, it's got the Anti-Parasite, it's got the Saw Palmetto for not just your prostate. It's good for all your glands. But even the government's admitted for decades, Saw Palmetto is insane. Look it up. So this is beyond a gut cleanse. It's got the trifecta going. I don't have time to read to you all of the amazing ingredients in this, but you can get Ultimate Gut Cleanse for 30 to 50% off, depending on how many bottles you get. And you can get Ultimate Probiotic for 30 to 50% off, depending on how many bottles you get. Or you can get both together in the Ultimate Combo for 50% off as an introductory offer right now at thealexjonesstore.com. And it's going to keep the broadcast on the air. That's a win-win. Please take action.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
The show that digs deeper than the rest. Welcome to the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
All right, let's see how long Kamala Harris goes for. She only went for 10 minutes in her final rally speech. Look, I'll give Kamala this. Her voice is as cringe as it gets, but she hasn't been filled with hatred and vitriol in her concession speech, so let's continue here with Harris. Okay, we are having a technical issue with our stream. All right, guys, so just let me know what's going on there. In the break, I'm digging into these numbers. They have now officially called Michigan, as well as Wisconsin, Senate races for the Democrats. Baldwin hangs on, and Slotkin wins in Michigan. And I'm trying to figure this out. But basically, you had Trump voters. There's no other way to analyze this. Trump voters voted for the Democrats. I'm really digging into the Wisconsin numbers now. I'll look at Michigan now that they've declared that. And I'm guessing the method for Baldwin here, and for Baldwin, it makes a little bit more sense since she basically kind of campaigned as even being pro-Trump or Trump favorable in Wisconsin. But it looks like Baldwin's strategy was to focus on Madison and southern Wisconsin and northern Wisconsin because that's where her turnout beat Harris. That's where she got more votes than Harris, was in southern and northern Wisconsin. All right, I think we've got Harris ready to go, guys. All right, let's go ahead and go back to Harris's concession speech.
What we fought for, not what we voted for, but hear me when I say, the light of America's promise will always burn bright. As long as we never give up, and as long as we keep fighting. To my beloved Doug and our family, I love you so very much. To President Biden and Dr. Biden, thank you for your faith and support. To Governor Walz and the Walz family, I know your service to our nation will continue.
Too bad,
and to my extraordinary team, to the volunteers who gave so much of themselves, to the poll workers and the local election officials, I thank you all. Look, I am so proud of the race we ran, and the way we ran it, and the way we ran it over the 107 days of this campaign.
Yeah, because you ran a coup on Biden.
We have been intentional about building community and building coalitions.
A 100-day campaign.
Bringing people together from every walk of life and background. United by love of country, with enthusiasm and joy in our fight for America's future.
You love abortion. That's what your campaign was all
and
about.
And we did it
abortion.
With the knowledge that we all have so much more in common than what separates us.
Start acting like it.
Now I know folks are feeling and experiencing a range of emotions right now. I get it.
Yeah, your voters are going through a psychotic break.
But we must accept the results of this election. Earlier today, I spoke with President-elect Trump and congratulated him on his victory. I also told him that we will help him and his team with their transition, and that we will engage in a peaceful transfer of power.
No, just leave, please. Don't
a
need to help. Just go ahead and leave.
Of American democracy is that when we lose an election, we accept the results. That principle, as much as any other, distinguishes democracy from monarchy or tyranny. And anyone who seeks the public trust must honor it. At the same time,
so this is setting up the next deal.
We owe loyalty not to a president or a party, but to the Constitution of the United States.
Wow. Which guarantees
and
a, quote, Republican form of government.
And loyalty to our conscience and to our God. My allegiance
God.
To all three is why I am here to say, while I concede this election, I do not concede the fight that fueled this campaign. The fight for freedom, for opportunity, for fairness, and the dignity of all people.
What will Harris do now that she's expired?
For the ideals at the heart of our
she's
nation.
She's an expired politician.
The ideals that reflect America at
what
our
best.
What
will she do? This is a woman
that
who needs attention.
Is a fight I will never give up.
This is a very selfish woman that always is seeking the limelight and attention. It's all about her. What will she do now?
I will never give up the fight for a future where Americans can pursue their dreams, ambitions, and aspirations where the women of America have the freedom to make decisions about their own body and not have their government telling them what to do. We will never give up the fight to protect our schools and our streets from gun violence. And America, we will never give up the fight for our democracy, for the rule of law, for equal justice, and for the sacred idea that every one of us, no matter who we are or where we start out, has certain fundamental rights and freedoms that must be respected and upheld.
Freedom of speech, freedom to address, redress grievances.
And we will continue to wage this fight in the voting booth, in the courts, and in the public square. And we will also wage it in quieter ways, in how we live our lives, by treating one another with kindness and respect.
Oh, yeah. Liberals are known for that.
By looking in the face of a stranger and seeing a neighbor. By always using our strength to lift people up, to fight for the dignity that all people deserve. The fight for our freedom will take hard work. But like I always say, we like hard work. Hard work is good work.
The welfare party.
Hard work can be joyful work.
The freebie party.
And the fight for our country is always worth it. It is always worth it.
And people with open borders, global government.
To the young people who are watching, it is... To the young people who are watching, it is okay to feel sad and disappointed, but please know it's going to be okay. On the campaign, I would often say, when we fight, we win. But here's the thing, here's the thing. Sometimes the fight takes a while. That doesn't mean we won't win. That doesn't mean we won't win. The important thing is don't ever give up. Don't ever give up. Don't ever stop trying to make the world a better place. You have power. You have power. And don't you ever listen when anyone tells you something is impossible because it has never been done before. You have the capacity to do extraordinary good in the world. And so to everyone who is watching, do not despair. This is not a time to throw up our hands. This is a time to roll up our sleeves. This is a time to organize, to mobilize, and to stay engaged for the sake of freedom and justice, and the future that we all know we can build together. Look, many of you know I started out as a prosecutor, and throughout my career, I saw people at some of the worst times in their lives. People who had suffered great harm and great pain, and yet found within themselves the strength and the courage and the resolve to take the stand, to take a stand, to fight for justice, to fight for themselves, to fight for others. So let their courage be our inspiration. Let their determination
Here comes the word,
be
Sally.
Our charge. And I'll close with this. There's an adage an historian once called a law of history, true of every society across the ages. The adage is, only when it is dark enough can you see the stars. I know many people feel like we are entering a dark time. But for the benefit of us all, I hope that is not the case. But here's the thing, America, if it is, let us fill the sky with the light of a brilliant, brilliant billion of stars.
This is good.
The light.
This is like a first grade teacher talking to the students. This is good.
Of faith, of truth, and service.
That's good. I'm surprised that got the
applause. You.
What was that?
And may that work guide us, even in the face of setbacks, toward the extraordinary promise of the United States of America. I thank you all. May God bless you, and may God bless the United States of America. I thank you all.
You know, wasn't so bad. I give her credit. I actually give her credit. She didn't come off as bitter. She didn't try to stoke the flames. She actually tried to calm down her deranged voters. She was actually encouraging. I give her credit. That's about as classy as Kamala has come off this entire campaign. Probably the best speech I've ever heard her give. I tip my cap. I mean, sure, I don't buy that she even means any of it, but regardless, I'd say overall that she went out well. Good for her. She was smart enough to go out well and on a good note and encouraging. She blew it last night badly. She should have had at least a concession speech, or at least addressed her audience there at Howard University. But you know what? I give her credit. Instead of going out looking bad, she goes out looking all right. I'll give her that. And maybe that'll calm down her deranged voters a little bit. I doubt it, but maybe it will. Maybe they just needed to hear that and relax. I mean, I don't know. Did anybody in the crew or anybody in the audience? I'm going to open up the phone lines and we'll take calls the rest of the way. But I'm curious because obviously, my politics are not a secret. So I had a few deranged people reach out on social media telling me, you know, how bad I am. And, cursing and, normal stuff. And I just said, hey, just relax. Just why don't you just read what you're saying and just have a moment of self-reflection. That's all. Everything's fine. No hard feelings. But, maybe they need to hear that. But most of them probably aren't even listening anyway. I'd say that was Kamala's best speech of the campaign. Maybe her entire political career. And I'd say good for her. I'd say good for her. I hope that her voters hear it and take it to heart and just try to find some sanity again and some sense of normalcy in their lives and to just put away these bad politics of the left that have put them in this deranged state of mind. I really do. I really do. At least so they can kind of get out of our way. And this is what it comes down to now, and I'm thinking about what do we do with this mandate? This administration has to be so successful. The political future after this is kind of unknown. In 2 years, I think that the midterms will all depend on the success of this administration. I think that the most impactful things that can be done would be whatever RFK Jr. can do for health, and then whatever Elon Musk can do for government efficiency. Trump will always kind of be the embattled diametrically opposed, polarizing figure. But, you know, RFK and Musk kind of do some other things over here just that they're just for the common good. And then Trump can have good policy that'll have good results. But I think that will be the determining factor of 2022 as far as the midterms. We'll see what happens in the House, but can Republicans maintain the Senate? Can Republicans get a larger majority or get back the House, whatever it is? That's all going to depend on, I think, of what happens with the people around Donald Trump, more so than even the policies that he enacts. But, you know, I look at 2024 now, the post-Trump Republican ticket, and I think the Democrat future is a little more clear right now. They're probably going to go back to a more, I mean, politically, it's you can't even really put them on a map. They'll say whatever they need to do. They're all radical left at this point. I mean, trans kids, men in sports, open borders, you name it. But they'll at least try to appear to be going back to some form of centrist liberal like a Gavin Newsom, a Josh Shapiro. I mean, that's really probably what you're looking at with the future for the Democrats. But for the Republicans, the bench is so deep. There's so much political talent. And I think, too, I don't really see anybody. Nobody looks at the Democrat Party and thinks reform, except a politician. Now you have the private sector, powerful people, rich people, influential people, and they look at the Republican Party and they think reform. And so the Republicans, yeah, you've got a lot of depth. You've got a J.D. Vance who's rising. You've got a Vivek Ramaswamy. You've got a big tent. You got Tulsi Gabbard. I don't know if she has any presidential aspirations anymore, but the point is you got a wide array of talent, but then you also, I think, have the wild card of just kind of these reformist billionaire class types that might say, well, if Trump can do it, I'll do it. I don't really see them going through the Democrat side because it's just such a rigged process and they know it. But they can see through the Republican side, you can get in there and you can make some noise. But it all comes back to the same thing. This administration has to be so successful on policy, and it has to be so successful trimming down the government, because you've already had trends in New Jersey, in New Hampshire, in New York that are going conservative. Trump outperformed in those three states. So you already have signs and trends that there's some momentum even in these blue states. And I think successful policy combined with these kind of non-policy political factors like an RFK Jr. or an Elon Musk or even a Vivek Ramaswamy. Because at the end of the day, folks, I mean, you eat a nice bone-in filet with king's butter. I mean, you know, you like it. So at the end of the day, when we trim down this corrupt government, when we stop with the open borders and the welfare state, when we stop sending our jobs and manufacturing and everything overseas, and we start having good economic policy, I mean, it's going to be a bone-in filet, melted king's butter on top. And these people, these liberals, they're going to eat it too, and they're going to say, yeah, that's damn good. Okay. Mm-hmm. So the success is going to be so important. The success is going to be so important. And then thanks to X, we can deal with the mainstream media. Thanks to even emerging platforms like Rumble, we can deal with the mainstream media. I mean, they've had an ultimate failure here. I mean, the corporate mainstream media has had a complete and total failure this election cycle. Think about all those celebrities. I mean, Taylor Swift, Beyonce. They have no impact anymore, if they ever did. Nobody listens to these people. Nobody cares what they say or think. So we can control the narrative. We can control the news cycle. And then you get success at an administrative level as well. But see, and then that's why this House race is so important, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm looking at these numbers. The Democrats look like they're going to flip two seats in New York from incumbent Republicans. Trump did better in New York in those districts in this cycle than in 2020. How did they lose those seats? How did they lose those seats? It's very concerning. I originally thought minimum four-seat advantage in the House. I mean, this thing is on a wire now, too. Flipping a seat in Alabama? Flipping a seat in Alabama with Trump on the ticket. How in the hell does that happen? You've got to wonder what happened with these House races. Did they not get enough funding? Did they have no ground game? How do Democrats flip House seats with Trump at the top of a ticket in states where he performed better this election than last election? And these seats that are flipping might give Democrats, I mean, folks, this thing is on a wire right now. I'm continuing to monitor this stuff. I mean, the Senate majority is done. Best case, you'll probably get four. Two is guaranteed as far as the advantage. But see, that's the mandate now. Success policy-wise, promises filled, execution of things like getting a more efficient government, limiting the scale and scope of government, getting rid of regulations, good foreign policy, good economic policy. This is the key now, ladies and gentlemen. All right. I've gone long rambling here. I'm going to come back. I'm going to give out the phone number. I got a bunch of other clips I want to play. We have the Trump One gear. It is available now. It's already ready to go. We have the factories. It's already on the shirts. It's already on the hats at thealexjonesstore.com. All the Trump One gear, the Trump Victory gear is available right now. The Trump Fighter shirt right there. The Trump Rocky Premium hat. You've got the Trump One red hat with the white print and the gold eagle. Very nice right there. So all the Trump One gear is available right now at thealexjonesstore.com. All the shirts, all the hats, all the Trump One gear. Get it today. Thealexjonesstore.com. It is getting a little colder out there. We've got the hoodies for you, too. We've got the Trump One hoodies. Very nice red hoodie. TheAlexJonesStore.com, ladies and gentlemen. Get all your Trump victory gear today.
My mission on air is to tell the truth, to rally humanity, and fight the globalists. And we've done one of the best jobs out there thanks to your support. So we know InfoWars could easily be shut down on November 13th. We're going to find out. But regardless, we've got great sponsors that are backing us to make sure the message of liberty and freedom and the resistance to the WEF, Bill Gates, Barack Obama, King Charles, Kamala Harris, New World Order continues to be in their face and continues to keep myself and the great crew at the tip of the spear. So we have a great sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com, with amazing T-shirts and caps and hoodies. They're really some of the best designs out there, and they fund the fight against the New World Order. But we've also brought you some of the very best supplements. And we could have had a whole huge line by now, but we want to go out to the very best companies and get agreements to private label already bestsellers that are the top rated. That way we know you're getting the best. So we've got the CMOS gummies, the CMOS capsules, Total Superfood. Then you have the Mega Superfood with over 90 ingredients, the Optimal Human. It's the best of the green drinks out there, hands down. Plus, the energy is amazing. That's all at thealexjonesstore.com. But now we are announcing the Ultimate Probiotic. That's the line, Ultimate. And it's just a very high-quality probiotic, the foundation that everybody needs at a very affordable price. Upwards of 50% off when you buy multiple bottles. Big sales. Everything's at least 30% off when it comes to the supplements at thealexjonesstore.com. This is a high-end, quality probiotic that helps your gut be healthier, helps you absorb nutrients better, helps your whole immune system, and you will find Ultimate Probiotic with 60 billion. That's a very high number if you don't know about probiotics, at thealexjonesstore.com. A whole bunch of other great stuff's coming out in the next few weeks, so continue to check out the URL, thealexjonesstore.com, and I thank you from the bottom of my heart for your support. We salute you.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Thank you.